Ana Oli Pop Rock Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rock de Pop Rock Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hey, det här är Hits on Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rock Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Your host, Pop Art Painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. As are our advertisers. Remember to support them. Most advertisers these days on these podcasts and whatnot, they have a little space when you go to their website or whatever, and it says, how'd you hear about us? Put in Rocks, the guy with the hair, the guy who talks to rock stars from Sweden. They'll know, and they'll know where to send the check. Those all apply. And speaking of talking to rock stars from Sweden, today we've got a very cool one on with us. I should say tonight, where he's at, the whole curvature of the earth. Yeah, and yeah, folks, I know I'll probably get emails, but I won't. The earth is a globe. It's, yeah. I can't believe that's a thing these days, but there's a lot of things in the world I can't believe. So, geez, Louise. Don't even get me started. I'm an old man now, so I'm at that age. My wife came in the other day. I was watching the news, and she's like, I feel like I'm at my parents' house and my dad's watching a hockey game. You know that they can't hear you. You're yelling at the news. You've become that guy now. My crazy dog sitting there all upset too. And it's like, anyhow, we try to just avoid it if possible. I don't know. I have a little alert thing. If the missiles are flying, I know to get under a tape, but that's about it. Anyway, folks. Today's guest, he's fantastic. As I mentioned, a son of Sweden, Mr. Magnus Styron. The only Styron in the biz. Styron, how you doing, man?
Great. Nice to talking to you.
And vice versa. And vice versa. The fine folks, ladies and gentlemen, the fine folks over at Curtain Call Records shot me over Styron's press kit. And they're like, hey, what do you think about having this guy on the show? And I said, well, let's check it out here and see. I don't know. He's from Sweden. What does he do? ABBA covers or something? Not that there's anything wrong with it. I liked ABBA. And they're like, no, he doesn't. Yeah, they're great. And so I listened to his music and I was blown away. Fantastic. Now, let me ask you, Stan, because I was reading in the write-up and it said you took a break from music and then your wife motivated you to get back in. So when you were a youngster, when you were a young lad hanging out in Sweden doing Sweden things, were you in bands and stuff then?
Yeah,
and that was the plan?
I was in bands and various types of bands, both like cover bands doing after ski and stuff like that, and after beach parties and tribute bands and so on, that kind of thing. And also brought my own music and
That's cool, man. That is cool. I'm not in the music business, but I'm a painter. I paint pictures for a living. That's what I've been doing for a quarter of a century now. But growing up, I grew up in Metro Detroit, and all of my friends were in. That's who I hung out with, were musicians, because number one, they knew a lot of girls, and number two, they were the best party. They were always a lot of fun. Most of these guys, and everybody played guitar. This was the 80s. Everybody wanted to be Randy Rhoads or Eddie Van Halen. And I knew all these guys. I remember they came and they said, hey, we're going to start a band. And I'm like, well, there's 12 of you. I think that's too many. And number two, you don't have a singer. You don't have a bass player. You don't have a drum. You have 12 guitars. That's all you have. You have an orchestra of guitars. And that might be interesting, but you're going to have to buy an 808 drum machine or something at the very least. And they all, some still are doing it. Most of those guys, now that I think about it, life found them. They got married, had kids, moved on. There's a couple though that, and those guys were always the ones that were really behind stuff. They were the ones booking gigs, making sure people rehearsed and always practicing.
Those driven guys.
Real driven like that. But one of the cool things, I went to school in Boston, lived in Southern California. Then I moved to Florida. I didn't plan on that. Came for a visit and met my now wife. And here we are. But one of the things here in South Florida, especially, there's a lot of people of a certain age, a little older than me, and a lot of them, there's a lot of bands. These guys are starting a lot of bands because the kids have grown. They've got a little more money now. They can afford the guitar and chords and stuff. So they're trying to do stuff.
That's great. Great.
Is it never better being in a position where you have a little more resources than when you were a kid and whatnot to throw it project?
Yeah, I think so. Yes, it is. And I got kids pretty early. So okay. When I tried to have bands in 90s, my two oldest kids, they were born in the 90s. It was hard for kids and do music speed. So I couldn't keep up with those guys. The guys from In Flames and Dark Tranquility and Hammerfall, all those guys, we're from the same town. And I couldn't keep up time with those guys. So I just had it like in a hobby basis.
Yeah, but the thing is, having kids is no small feat. I imagine. As I understand it, I've never been, but as I understand it, Sweden's pretty cool on a lot of levels. But I imagine even in Sweden, having kids are still expensive. You're still buying food and diapers and school, everything.
School is free in Sweden.
Oh, but,
yeah. They draw a lot of shoes and bicycles and clothes and food and I'm so glad my kids never got into horses or hockey or something like that. Expensive.
Oh,
they stayed with soccer, European version of football. Yeah.
I have a friend of mine who, this happened a couple of years ago. It was before the pandemic, but he called me and his voice was almost cracking, like he was going to cry or something, which is weird when you're talking to a guy. I'm like, what's going on? Did she finally leave? What's happening? And he goes, no. My daughters, he has two girls, went to one of their friends' house, and they both have horses. And now they want horses, and that's all I'm here to. And I'm like, don't do it, man. Don't do it. It's not a one-time purchase. You got to house that horse. You got to feed that horse. Yeah. Get the
insurance for horses.
Way cheaper.
And rabbit.
Yeah, a rabbit's even better because it's quiet. It's not barking at the mailman. Hopefully. I've got a dog. My dog's a pain in the ass.
We have three.
But I love her.
We have three cats. The mice. We live in the countryside. A lot of mice and
That's the way to do it.
It's
amazing. This is a weird thing. We have this giant backyard. I have this giant vegetable garden. Grow a lot of vegetables and stuff, and we have a problem with iguanas, these giant lizards. They're big.
I've seen them on TV.
Yeah, and they'll get into we have big netting all around the garden and stuff, but sometimes they still get in there, and an iguana will eat a plant down, like the fruit or whatever on it, the vegetable will eat that, and then it'll go for the whole plant all the way down to the ground, just take it all. and it stinks because you're spending time growing this stuff hard enough. You don't need that. And so all of a sudden we have an outdoor cat it was a stray cat that kind of showed up. My wife started feeding it and it never left, but it takes care, like your cats with the rats and the mice. This one takes care of the iguanas. We have no iguanas now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's the weirdest thing.
Scared them off.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, the first time I saw one that she had disposed of or dismatched is a better term. Yeah, I thought a steak out. I'm like, you earned a steak, cat. Let me cut it up in little pieces for you. You keep doing this. But yeah, everybody works. Very cool. Let me ask you this. Now, with your children, did that musical gene carry on? Any interest in that?
No, not in my two oldest kids. No, they tried. For a small period of time, but I lost interest in it. But I started all over again. So I have two small children again.
Oh, wow.
Two small daughters. They are 4 and 7 years old. And they are very interested in this music. And they're singing and dancing all the time.
Oh.
Listen to my songs and learning the lyrics. And when we're driving them to school or something, they always want to hear one of my songs in the car.
Nice.
And I was sitting in the backseat, headbanging.
That's awesome, though.
It's pretty cool.
Their dad, yeah, cool. Dad's a rock star. That is way cooler than my dad ever was, you know?
T-shirts, like the merch t-shirts.
Nice. My
logo on. And I go to school and this is my name. This is my dad. Whoa. It's cool, yeah.
That's very cool.
They show the videos to their friends and teachers and stuff.
That's nice.
That's cool, yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Now, we were, speaking of school, we were talking a little bit before we started the show. In that period of in between doing music, you were teaching architecture, you mentioned.
Yeah.
That's a heavy-duty subject. That's hard.
Yeah, I know. I don't think so. No, because those students I teach, many of them are very interested and like that. They're sitting there hungry for knowledge and asking questions and stuff. So it's a dream. It's a dream to have those kids. But I have other kids.
That's cool.
Not so very.
That's cool. My father-in-law is just in the process of retiring, and he's a civil engineer designing. Oh, there we go. There, your number one fan right there.
This is my youngest.
Hey. All right.
I hear you.
That's okay.
I was just listening.
Oh, there you go. Hey, hi.
Vinka. Vinka, favro.
There we go.
Vinka.
Uh-oh.
Say something to her.
Hey, how are you? How are you? Something.
She says she don't understand.
I don't understand. I don't speak Swedish, dear. I'm sorry.
Han säger att han kan inte svenska. Men du ska gå ner till mamma igen.
I know.
You gave me some
Sweden. There you go. That's a good kid.
Ska du gå ner till... Yeah, she's nice. Not you.
We're recording it. Now, everything's looking good. Yeah. Just a production note. Right when all that was happening, it stopped for a second. It said file upload complete, but it's still recording and it's still going good on your end too. It's looking like from here. So I think it is. I think we're doing okay.
Yeah.
Computer issues. Yeah.
I hate computers and computers hate me.
I'm telling you, I was talking to somebody the other day. And I think the biggest thing I can't stand about computers is something won't work, and then there'll be, you have to go through 17 screens, and there'll be one little box that you have to uncheck or check. It's annoying. But very cool. Well, there you go, man. Congratulations. That's cool.
Thank you.
Decided to do it again after the other ones were grown, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. So they are grown up now. And
Boys or girls?
I have a girl and a woman these days. And young man, yeah.
Wow, so you survived a young lady's teenage years and said, hey, let's do it again. Let's.
I divorced.
I got you.
My first wife and this beautiful woman a year later. So, and she had no children and she's 14 years younger. And me.
You and I are in a very similar situation. I don't have any of the kids, but I always tell people my ex-wife I refer to as my practice wife. That's where I learned what not to do.
Yeah.
And
not to say.
Exactly. Yeah. Does this need to be said by me? No. Yeah. Oh, man. No, it's great when you find somebody that, and I don't mean, I should rephrase that. It's great when you find someone that is just your speed and that you get on with.
Yeah,
I would much rather have fun with somebody than fight with them all the time. Life's short.
For sure, yes.
You know, life is short.
Yeah.
But there you go. Well, that's amazing. That is amazing.
Mm.
So that's cool. So architecture. Yeah, man, I went to college too. I got my master's but it's in art. That wasn't that art. Memorize a lot of dates, but architecture, it's pretty important carrying that decimal point. It's got to be in the right place. Otherwise, there's problems.
Yeah.
We were like talking a lot in Sweden about sustainability and environmental friendly building and recycling material and that kind of stuff. So, and the region we live in, it's like, it can be like freezing, real freezing in the winter and really warm in the summer. So we have it's a big variety of humidity and temperature. So that's puts a lot of strain on the buildings and the constructions. And so we talk a lot about that, how to build like a better building for the future, sustainability.
Oh, I'm telling you, man. Telling you.
And so on.
We just had a new roof. We have our house was built in 1958, mid-century. And that roof had been the roof since 1958. And it was, it had lived its life. My wife came in the front room. I was sitting, I have a chair I always sit in. And I was sitting in my chair watching something on the TV, the news probably. And she's like, why are you wearing your hat? I've got this, it's not good. But I have a fedora hat that I always wear. And she was like, why are you wearing your hat inside? And I said, well, the roof's leaking and it was dripping on me. So I put my hat on to stay dry. And she's like, oh, we got to do it. And so we did, and it had those old-timey concrete tiles on it before, and we went with the steel roof now. And, oh, man, it was involved. But it only took them, our place isn't super big, but it only took them a couple days to do it. I was pretty impressed. The biggest pain was all the getting the nod of approval from all the code enforcement and all that. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do? It's got to be safe. But that's cool. You guys in Europe are really smart with that too. Sustainability and thinking towards the future, you know, instead of just right now. We could all take some lessons. I was just watching a documentary about Holland's, their pump system that they installed. It's amazing, you know. You guys, I think it's in Sweden. Yeah. It might have been in Norway. It was some giant tunnel too. It was like a $5 billion tunnel that they just were working on. I saw something on that was blown away by it.
I think it's in Norway.
It's long too. It's like,
it's long. I've driven through those tunnels in Norway on a motorcycle. It's not so amusing. No, it's pitch black and cold, or it's warm.
And you hope it doesn't break down. You're like, I do not want to change a spark plug in this tunnel. Not good. Well, very cool. Well, music. Now, your music's hard rock. It's metal. Has that always been the genre you were always interested in?
Yes, hard rock and metal in various shapes. I took on this British new wave of metal early on when I was a little guy. And I think I was like, must have been 7 or 8, 9, something like that, when I heard Iron Maiden the first time, when I was hooked. Since then, and my first album I bought was Number of the Beast. I earned my own money selling newspapers and buying records. So I bought that one, Number of the Beast, and a couple of weeks later, I think I bought Holy Diver by Dio. So those two albums really set the bar.
We used to,
and I still think those albums are the best albums ever.
Definitely pulled up. Yeah, when I was. About that time when those were hitting, MTV had hit in the U.S. and we didn't have it at our house, but my friend down the street did. And so we'd hang out at his house, and everybody thinks, all these young kids today, they all think, they hear about MTV. They're like, oh, MTV was great. MTV was cool to a point. We would sit and wait for The Trooper or something by Iron Maiden to come on. It would be maybe once every hour and a half, or Holy Diver, Last in Line or something by Dio to come on. And in order to get to that point, you had to watch a lot of Air Supply and Huey Lewis and the new, and you're like, oh God, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Turn the volume down.
Disco.
It was the worst. It was the worst. There was a lot of Phil Collins and whatever. I get it. Pop music. That's a weird thing about Sweden, too. Scandinavia in general, is you have such a good metal scene there. And there's so many people that come into that. And then you have the exact opposite at the same time, as you have pop bands that pop up. Yeah. And it's weird how you see stuff like that. Like Holland, everybody wants to be a DJ. I think every other person walking around in Holland is a DJ. But Scandinavia, yeah, it's cool. And Sweden especially. I remember when we first started doing the show, I had a Swedish musician on. And I can't remember his name, but this was like 2013. It was a long, years and years ago. And he was a country singer. And I'm like, a Swedish country singer? Okay. That's different. That's something you don't see or hear every day. That was good. It was country. It was good for that show. He was pretty cool. But yeah, metal. Metal's great because you can play in the background while you're having a car chase, invading a kingdom, robbing a bank, doing all kinds of fun things. Yeah. And that's a good soundtrack music. Absolutely. That driving force. I love it.
When you build, I build a lot of stuff. I'm remodeling this house constantly. And me and my wife, we have another one. But crazy ideas about things. This house is pretty unique, I would say. And so play metal music when we work together.
Get things done. Both metal music is get things done music, you know?
Yeah. Judas Priest on the speakers and we crack it up and we hit the with the
absolutely
and stuff, you know?
To see absolutely. And, stuff. Yeah. And anybody out there watching or listening, if you're thinking you're on the fence and you're thinking about buying a house, it's great. There's great tax benefits for it and all this met here in the States. Owning a house is great, but understand, you watch these shows on TV where people just fix stuff and it's real. They don't show the crew, the 20-person crew that comes in when it's just you. And here's the other thing about owning a house. It never ends. It never ends. It's you just
never
constantly. There's something. And I was just in our washroom before the show. I was just in the washroom and I looked at our tub that's in there and I'm like, that needs to be recalked. I think I'm going to have to do that this weekend. Looks terrible. Time for that. It's just, you constantly see things like, and
yes,
it never.
It is. Yeah.
No, but it's, but at least you got some good music to soundtrack it.
I do.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Now, you're the vocalist of Styron. Have you always been a singer? Have you always been a vocalist?
Yes, I tried to be I tried to be the drummer in the 90s. I couldn't figure it out. I wasn't any good. So a friend of mine, he talked to me, he said, hey, you're such a loud guy with a strong voice and all this commotion with your voice, and try to sing instead. You were crazy enough from the band, so just do it. So I did. Yeah, I've done it ever since, and I play some guitar and some bass too, and I write songs with the guitar. But I'm not a guitar player, so like be in a band and play.
I gotcha. I heard from years ago. I used to talk a lot more. I got me to call him or message him. I used to have a friend of mine who was a DJ, and he wasn't from Holland. He was from Sweden, and we were BSing one day, and I said, "Man, what is it in Sweden? Like, everybody just rolls out of bed and writes a hit song. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's one of those places where that happens." Mm. And he said, he goes, "Everybody, we love campfires. It's bonfires are great. Yeah. And if you can write a song on an acoustic guitar around a fire, that works. You can add all the other stuff later."
Yeah.
And I thought about that. And I was thinking about hit songs and this and that. And yeah, you could really break a lot of those to be on an acoustic guitar.
Sure. That's kind of a golden rule. A good song is a good song, even if you play it only with the acoustic guitar. And if you do that pretty well with some friends and a bonfire and on the beach and then the woods, we like to be in Sweden, you're gonna get laid for 100%.
Exactly. And that's the goal, ladies and gentlemen. That's the goal.
That is the goal, to get laid.
There's a lot of bands that started that way.
Sure. Besides that, in Sweden, every educational system is free. So there's a lot of kids going to school and learn to play instruments for free. And they can all also borrow instruments for free or buy them very cheap. So it's an opportunity for everyone to start learning to play or sing or join a choir.
Our education system sucks in this country. It is terrible. And I don't know why it is. I don't know, this money, let's start spending it. We could definitely take some lessons. That's cool, though. That is very cool that people have opportunity and they learn how to transcribe and write music and read it and all of that. That's amazing. Yeah. And it's amazing. We need to encourage more. I was talking to, I had a band on a couple years ago, and they're in Canada. No, this was interesting, I thought. They lived in Toronto, and it was a married couple.
Yeah.
And she sang, he played guitar. But her mother lived in Vancouver, 3,000 miles away, other side of the country. And they like to, at least once a year, go out and visit her. And what they would do is they got with the government, the Canadian government, and the government would buy their train ticket, but they would have to stop like at all the big stops and play for an hour in the train station. That was the deal. So it was a trade-off.
Oh.
And I said, man, that's a great idea. People wait train and they're hearing
sure is.
And it's great promotion and it gets them to their moments. We just don't have stuff like that here. And it's a shame. It's a shame. Well, that's cool, man. So metal is what you were doing and you said, I'm going to redo it. Yeah. And I imagine you didn't listen to metal music. You know what I mean?
No, I didn't know. Well, like I said earlier, I got divorced like in 2014 and started to study at the university and met my wife, my current wife. And then there was this COVID situation. So no bands,
nothing,
no shows, nothing. And I had two songs like in the back of my head, in my drawer. And I played those demos for my wife. And she thought that is really good. You should do something about it. I don't know, maybe someday. And I turned 50 and she threw a surprise party for me. And there was some friends and families and relatives And they had collected some money for me to go and record.
How cool is that?
Songs. Yeah. It's really cool. So she told me, this money is not for your amusements in terms of alcohol or pizzas or motorcycle tires or anything else. You must record these two songs. And the songs was Burn and The Grind. And also so I went to the studio and met this guy, Liam Espinosa. He's a very talented musician and a producer and a sound engineer. So he helped me record them. And and he said, you have a great voice, he said. Let's try and write a song together that is not dead. Let's try to do something like a hybrid between my my older sound or influences and his. Like he's more into like new metal and grunge and stuff like that. And things I haven't been listening to at all. So we did a high
work
of that. So, and there was, so the first song we did together and melted our abilities together was this song, The Road.
Yep.
I don't know if you have
it. It's on your YouTube. Yeah. And folks,
and
probably floating around the screen as we speak right now. We're at the recording set part of this. In the editing, this will all be added. But there's Styron's website link and social is YouTube and Facebook link as well. And it's there. So just in the descriptions, clickable links. But definitely check out, we're going to play some of this music here in a second, but definitely check out his YouTube page because they're all right there, man. And now we know the story behind them. How cool is that? How cool is that?
Cool.
Man, she's a keeper. She's a keeper. That's a good gal.
For sure. Yes. She's been so encouraged and like pushing me to do this. And she understands how important it is for me. So she's behind me all the way. And she's very happy about this kind of modest success I gained in the last 12 hours. It's been a crazy year from coming from
the power of the internet
here on your show.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing. It's very in vogue to complain about social media and this and that. And we all found out we have a relative who's racist. Yeah. Don't read their posts. Unfollow them on Facebook. And but the amazing thing is we really live in the reality is we live in a technological wonder. Here me and Magnus are sitting here BSing, hanging out, and he's on the other side of the planet right now. It's amazing. There's no big phone bills. There's no, you know what I mean? We're just knocking it out. I think that's very cool. It used to not be that way. Oh, man. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Sent those cassettes to Japan and Argentina and
that kind of stuff. And when you liked the band, there was no, before the internet, you didn't find anything out of maybe in a magazine, liner notes. We used to read liner notes like they were the Bible because that's the only source of information. We were like, oh, I really dig this band. I was a big Rush fan. I really dig Rush. Let me send off Geddy Lee a thought I have on something. You couldn't do that. There was no way. Are you kidding me? Now you can.
No.
You want to write Magnus? Go to his Facebook page, send him a thing and say, it's amazing.
Sure. Yeah, sure. And people do get friends from all over the planet now. And I so appreciate the lonely bastard in Taiwan. Who listens to my song. I think he's awesome. Yeah. And also I have some fans in Africa. Yeah. Kenya or something. Yeah. Kenya, Africa. Couldn't do that.
No, it was real
it's
hard.
Impossible.
We used to do, up until this past summer, we did an audio podcast. So when I'm saying, back in 20, that was all audio. There was no video to it. And people had to call in on the phone. So I didn't have that many European guests because nobody wants to pay for an hour of talking on the phone. That was expensive. And now, with this setup, I can talk to anybody anywhere. It's amazing. For hours. Yeah, just sit around and it's great. Yeah. I really like doing the show because I get to meet and hang out with people like you who are doing stuff. And it's very inspiring to me. Because I got to tell you, Magnus, I got to tell you, some mornings I wake up and I'm like, I don't really feel like doing it today. I don't feel like, I don't know if I got it in me. Yeah. And then I'll think, well, Magnus got up today. He's doing it. And he's writing another hit. So I tell you, get out of bed, Jamie. Come on, let's go. And I think that's pretty cool. Let's play a track. We're now Brian over at Curtain Call. We got to play I Tried, and we will definitely play it. But I'm super excited about what we were talking about before we started the show. Because I haven't heard that one, and nobody's heard it that I know of. Yeah, Brian's freaking out right now. Oh. He's watching this, and he's going, what's happening? What are you doing to me? Sorry, Brian. It's just put us together. No, because he's like, we're not ready. That. We're not promoting that one yet.
Well, he wants to wait. Okay. Yeah, he's the boss. Let him decide.
We'll see if we can talk him into it.
But have you seen that video? That AI video.
It's very cool.
A friend of mine.
And that's another thing. Everybody bitches about AI. And I got to tell you, I'm not one of those people. I love you. I use AI every day. I post something on eBay. It's like, let AI write the description. I'm like, yeah, let them. Saves me time. I don't complain about it. And I'll tell you something else, people. Everybody in the painting world, all these youngsters are all freaking out about AI. They're like, I asked my wife because I didn't know, like I said, she's like with Magnus's wife, mine's younger. She knows about all this stuff more than me. So I asked her, I said, hey, there's got to be one of these AI websites where I'm like, I want a redheaded woman standing in front of a castle or something. And it'll.
Yes.
And so I said, I have an idea for a painting. Yes. I don't want to have to sketch it out 8 times. And she goes, just go to this website here. I do that all the time now. I'm like, that's. Yeah. And then I look at that and I sketch it out real quick and paint it and. there we go. It's a great tool.
Yeah.
It's a great tool. It saves.
It is. You should do it. Try and have a cat.
Exactly.
Iguana.
In her mouth. Yeah, that's a good.
Yeah. Yeah, and the cat maybe had a holster.
Yeah, that's right.
A gun, all the random cowboy hats.
I love it. I love it.
From the chest.
Yeah, we'd never sell it. My wife would be like, we're keeping that. I got to pay the light bill. Hey, folks, we're going to play it right now. This is I Tried. This is Styron. And then when we come back, we'll talk about it. So here it is. Check this out. Ladies and gentlemen, it's amazing. It's amazing. And Styron, you've been around enough to, and you're in this business. Videos ain't cheap. A good one. And now you have this awesome tool to do these lyrics. I like a good lyric video. Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, there's very good examples, and that's one of them. Tell us about, first off, let me ask you this, because I have this happen in my life all the time. People will see a finished painting and they're like, he rolled out of bed this morning. They just painted that and knocked it out. And I wish that were the case. Although sometimes it is. Sometimes it absolutely is. But often, more so than not, it is not. It's the exact opposite. They don't see me fighting this thing and me wanting to throw it in the street and jump up and down on it. Now, when we hear, I tried, finished, polished, it's great. Was that an easy one or was that a hard one? Because it sounds like it would be easy from what we hear, the finished product.
So are you asking if the song was easy to write or pretty easy? Because I had this idea of the main riff. I had it in my head, so that's what came easy. And besides that, I had an idea for the lyric and the melody. So it's like a situation when you are fed up on work, in the work situation, or some colleagues are being assholes and lazy or whatever. And you just, I had it. So and you've had a feeling of, I did what I tried my best, really. I really tried. And it came out like shit anyway. But
start working with it.
So,
yeah,
I'm not spending my time. Yeah. So I had that emotion I had when I wrote these lyrics was genuine and real at the time. So it was because I was upset or angry. So it came out pretty quickly. But it was challenging to sing it. Yeah, it's a challenging song to sing. It's pretty hard to sing. So
that's awesome.
Came out
that is awesome.
Really good, I think, yeah.
Hey, I wanted to ask you too. I was looking at your Facebook page. I scrolled down a little bit. Link below, everybody. And there's some great, you were doing a show somewhere and it looks pretty recent. How cool is that? You're playing this?
Saturday.
And the crowd dug it and everything, I imagine.
Yeah, it was packed.
Nice.
Totally packed. You couldn't fit a fly in that venue. And I'm going to tell you a secret. And there was a lot of women there.
There you go,
there was
folks.
More women than men on the show. It was quite surprising, actually. But great energy and great. It was great fun.
That's what all the venues like, too. They love having more ladies than fellas at a place, because that'll draw. There's nothing like the best band in the world, but if you got a bunch of pretty gals, that's amazing.
Sure.
That's cool, man.
Yeah. So it was.
Now, this isn't the first time since the 90s that you've been back on stage, right?
No, but I've been in that. I've done some karaoke shit, but I haven't been in a band doing a show for an hour or more since like 2015 or something. Yeah, 10 years, 9 years or something like that. Yeah,
and folks, you have to understand too, with this type of music, this genre of music, he's not sitting on a stool with an acoustic guitar. There is a lot of energy with this, and that's great. But imagine having to do that for an hour. Let me ask you this, Magnus. Are you the type, whenever I do an art show, when they end, at the end of the night, I just want to go home, crawl in bed, put covers over my head. That never happens. We always have to go to a party or something. But I like to have a come down period if I can. Are you that way, or does the party just keep going? You're keyed up and let's go.
I like to socialize a bit afterwards, yes, for sure. And people have questions, and people like to like taking selfies and hug. We
cool.
hug a lot in Sweden.
I'm kidding.
There's a lot of hugging. It's cool. We went from that Viking shopping heads, people's heads off. To hug each other instead and write songs like Dancing Queen.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been to a wedding where that wasn't played.
We changed.
I don't know. Well, there you go.
You should have been on mine wedding then. No, so I like to socialize a bit after the show, but I got tired after an hour and a half. And wanted to go home and go to bed with my wife.
That's so cool. I have friends with this. She's a bluegrass singer. Sings with her family. They have a family band. And when I was hired to do a painting of them. And that's how we met. And she was a kid then. Oh. She's a young lady now. This was 10, 15 years ago, something like that. And when I met her, family had and they'd come to Florida and they were gonna, hey, you have to come see us. So I'm okay. So we all went up and saw them, and they were great. But one of the, and she at the time, you have to understand, she was like 11 years old or something, like youngster, little girl. And she came off the stage and came out, and they had a merch table. She had an aunt running the merch table, you know, it was a whole thing. And there had to be, I don't know, 40 little girls, the same age, all dressed just like she was. They were all, and they were so happy. That was their world. They were so happy to meet their girl there. And she hung out and socialized with that. And I told my wife, I said, she's going places, because that's so important. That's so important. And it's cool. It's cool. And it's cool for the fans. They come to your show and they rock out. They get their face melted off. They love it. It's amazing. And then they get to meet you. How cool is that?
Yeah. Yeah. It's really cool. Yes. It's really cool. I love to talk to them I love to hear their, like, what their feelings about some certain songs, because some of my songs, they probably lyric wise, they hit something. A lot of women tend to think about that and have questions and stuff. And guys too, they can relate.
Well, the cool thing about music that I like, this never happens with painting. Nobody ever looks at a painting and goes, that painting was hanging out the first time I kissed a girl. That never happens. But you ask any guy, they'll tell you what song was playing the first time he kissed a girl. Mm. It's burned in their brain, baby. And what? Perhaps, your stuff could be playing when those memories are happening. And that's cool. I'm jealous of it. As an artist, that's fantastic. Very cool. Let me ask you real quick, when you're coming up with an idea, I imagine it's different all the time, but have you found I don't want to say a pattern, but whenever I'm riding my motorcycle or whatever it is, where ideas tend to come a little easier. Have you found that to be the case?
Usually when I'm upset or mad about something, I get like the ideas for a lyric or some phrases or something like that. Or I watch the news or listen to the radio and you hear about the shit going on in different places and injustice, maybe. So, Or I just sit with one of my acoustic guitar and just goofing around with some notes or some melody. So I process it a lot in my head, and then it just pours out. Some songs I've written in like 20 minutes or something, and maybe do some adjustments along the way. And some songs they take more time in the processing and trying out. Singing in higher notes or lower notes,
and see what works.
Harmonies, melodies, and change a little bit. Yeah, and feels best. I try to. My lyrics are like the essence, the crucial thing for me. So it's important that I get them out and I convey like a feeling or
absolutely
an emotion,
absolutely
around that.
And folks, you have to understand if you're not in the creative world, I know it's weird to wrap your head around this stuff, but for those who are. We have to do this. That is it's just part of who we are, how we communicate. And I don't care what type of art you're doing, with music, whatever. There's just no choice in it. Just how it is.
That's true. That's so true, yeah.
It's cool, man. We'll wait on the price. I haven't heard back from him yet. We'll wait on the price. And you know what? We'll save the price for when you're on again. That's what we'll do.
Sure. I'm just so anxious because if you're wondering what
the favorite brand there in Sweden? Is it like a Swedish beer or a...
This is a Danish one. Carlsberg. They have a logo or something, probably the best beer in the world. I wouldn't know about that, but it's pretty good. Yeah. So Carlsberg.
My brother and sister-in-law are really into beer. They go to these fancy ear places. And I went with them one time and I was, somebody, they wanted to charge me $17 for a beer, of some fancy beer. And I'm like, $17? And then the waitress, she goes, she looked up me up and down and she's like, sir, it's got 17% alcohol. I'm like, okay, I'll take one of those. Yeah, pretty good. I don't know if it was $17 good, but it was pretty good. Let's ask, no, Brian's and the price and all that. I can't wait to hear it. I'm chopping it a bit to hear it too, because I'm selfish and I want to hear more. So you're rolling along with these. You'll probably be releasing a new single every month or two, something like that, you think?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. There are a few songs that are not released.
I got you.
That are like Secret or something like that. But yeah. And Burn is my oldest song. And that is the number two single for the album. And Curtin Call will promote that as we speak, I think. They are just about
nice.
Launch them into radio stations and
it's on the YouTube page. It's on the YouTube page. That's a cool graphic on that. It's got like a monk guy or something. I don't know, a wizard or something. And his hands have a flame in them. That's cool.
Yeah. Do you know why? Because the album is called Burning the Bridges.
Yep.
And you can see in the background, there's a bridge there. And the logo I'm planning to use on the album and also on my t-shirts. It's a burning bridge in the background. And it's I don't know if you've seen it, but I can mail it over to you. It's quite awesome, actually.
Nice.
My wife and I designed together.
Well, it's fantastic. I'm telling you, my wife heard me playing I Tried, and she is, I listen to all kinds of music. I have to with the show and whatnot. But in her particular case, she's a new metal gal. She is a new metal gal. I think it was last year, went to this big festival out in Las Vegas. And she was asking me, she's like, you want to go to the festival? And I'm like, no, I don't. Walking around the desert of Las Vegas, listening to people that sound like Korn. No, it's not my thing. But so I was playing, I was painting, and I had your music on the other day. And so she comes in, she's like, what are you listening to? This is amazing. So there you go. There's some feedback right there from the audience. Yeah, I told her. I said, I'm having this guy on the show. How about that? She goes, okay, well, he's cool. You may be getting cool. I don't know. I'm telling you.
Cheers to you.
Today's a big day. I shouldn't say anything, but I don't want to jinx anything.
No, don't.
It's in the realm of promotions at her job, and she's... So, yeah, we shall see.
Yeah, very exciting.
The universe lays out how it's usually intended to lay out. Us too.
I cross my fingers.
Well, that's amazing. Yeah. Well, that's cool, man. That's cool. So you and the girls and you got a whole house full of girls, it sounds like, and the cats. Crazy.
I have. Yeah.
Three ladies, and me.
I'm outnumbered always.
The daughters are young too, so a lot of Disney and stuff, that type of movie, I imagine, and princesses and
Disney Channel princesses and unicorns and rainbows and stuff, and also they are pretty much into that.
Trolls
and
that's cool.
Yeah, all that kind. My wife is good in the area, so she tells them a lot of things.
Oh, yes.
Beings, what do you call entities?
I have a friend of mine that wrote a book. He documented Finnish. Yeah, and it's all the Finnish mythology.
Oh, really?
And he's into that. And half of them, first off, they all have 14 letter names. Yeah. It's all consonants. It's hard to keep up with it. But half of them we have. Nobody in the state, big surprise, has heard it. Nobody knows anything about in the states about mythology unless it's Disney makes a movie about it. And then it's going to be weird. But what can I say? Well, cool, man. Well, keep doing what you're doing. It's amazing. It's amazing music. Like I said, I'm blown away, everybody. Social links and everything right down below. Here's the thing, folks. Here's the thing. Hey, and iTrides out, right? People can buy this now.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Spotify, all that kind of stuff. And, and folks, here's the thing. With any of these streaming sites, one of the cool things that I really like about the streaming site is how the artist makes all this money. I'm kidding. Here, it's highway robbery. If that was any other business, there would be fraud.
I agree. And I apologize because Spotify is
I had thought of it in a hot tub right now.
You know, Lars. When he said things about files and stuff. Napster, Here we are. If I've sold like vinyl singles for all the streams I got and get some money for it, you know what they pay per stream?
It's ridiculous. But one of the things I do like about it is if you want to buy, say you're working at an office and Gladys down the hall, it's her birthday. And Gladys is all right looking. You want to impress her. What hoodie? Everybody else thinks so too. And they're all going to buy her some flowers or they're going to buy her a card or some nonsense. Like, be the cool guy. Be the young guy. You have her email address because you work together. Buy her the stream. Buy her the track. Cost you a buck. Because I'd ask, where do we send this? Put her email address in it.
$1. You
know? Nobody's going to do that. Yeah. You're going to be like James Bond.
Sure.
You know? Yeah.
Why not?
That's right. Valentine's Day is coming up. Buy all the ladies at your work. Buy them iTrides. How about they'll say, what the hell is this? Wow, this is exactly how I feel right now about you. About the boss. I'm telling you. That's cool, man. That is cool. When ballpark, we're looking at about a month or two for the album to drop, you think? Or you think it's going to be closer to summer?
I think so, yeah.
I got you.
No, I can't wait that long. I would like it to be out in March. Yeah, that's what we're talking now, March. It's supposed to be released in like right now, in the end of January. But we pushed it in front of us a bit because it needs to be more promoted.
Burning the Bridges, folks.
Some more songs.
That's the album. And what that means is Selfish. Yeah, I just wrote a note. Everybody's probably like, we saw you writing something down there, Jamie. And it was like, email Brian when we finish here and tell him we definitely want Styrum. And I call on the show when that album drops, man, because we want to help as we can to promote that. That's amazing. Also, folks, another thing about streaming, find a band or a track you like, add them to your playlist. That helps immensely with engagement and whatnot. Hit that share button, baby.
Yes.
All your friends, the reason you're friends is you have common interests. They probably dig what you dig. So help get the word out. And hopefully, if we can get enough of us together supporting Styron and whatnot, him and the missus and the girls, I don't know what cats, they can say, we got to come to the States. We got to come to the States, do the 52-date tour, and that's what we're going to do. That's the goal. Absolutely.
Yes, I want to come to your place and see your iguana. And I want to see if you have any.
The first week I moved to Florida, before we got the house or anything, my wife had an apartment over on the other. We call it the Gulf side, the other side of the state. We're on the Miami side now. But she had this apartment. It was an apartment complex. And when you're an architect, you know about this stuff. When they build those, what they usually do is they need a bunch of fill dirt. So they make a big, kind of like a mini lake, a pond almost, but big, use that earth for the foundations.
Hmm.
And they had done that. So she had this big lake that all the buildings surrounded. And I'm sitting there having a smoke. I smoked at the time. I wasn't doing the vaping thing. Having a cup of coffee. And I saw an alligator walk out of the lake. And I'm like, holy shit, an alligator.
Wow.
I got to go check it out. Wow. So I ran down. I tried to run down there. My now wife grabbed my collar. And she's like, where are you going? And I alligator I'm going to make friends with. They're king. And she's like, no, you're going to wind up on the news. Guy comes to Florida, gets bitten in half. You leave him alone. And I've only seen one up close since, but apparently my wife has a snake of it. We have a pet snake. And so we have to go to the pet store to get its a mouse every week, or that's what it eats. And the guy at who owns the pet store, he's Mr. Reptile. He knows everything about as far as reptiles. That's his business. And so we were talking, I was telling him about the alligator that I didn't get to meet. And he said, well, if you want to meet an alligator, any ditch, any lake, any pond, anywhere around here probably has one in it. I'm like, really? So now whenever I'm out, I'm looking around. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's
amazing.
Well, folks, that's going to wrap it up for us. My little light's blinking. I can't keep Magnus too long. You know what I mean? Yeah.
No problem.
I am too. But we have to. YouTube prefers videos that are X amount. It's a whole thing. This whole video thing is weird, but I don't get it. So I'm trying my best, folks. I'm trying my best. We're even doing YouTube Shorts now. How is that? No. Won't be long. I'll have a WhatsApp. No, I won't. I have enough. My social media time per day, every morning, I do my blog and stuff. It's an hour and a half, and then I could be doing something else, but you got to do it. The social media shit, you have to do it. What I need to find, Magnus, is a 15-year-old girl with a cell phone that can do all that shit. No, do not send me emails, people. I'm not hiring anybody to do it. Like Magnus and his wife designing their stuff. Everything you can in-house. That's the start writing checks. They add up.
That's the plan.
Okay. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us. Remember, folks, it's still a weird world. Be patient. Be cool. Be kind. And your number one mission, if you're traveling, do whatever you can to avoid. I find them hilarious. You don't want to be a Karen featured on a YouTube compilation. And remember... Yeah, so lay off the booze before going to the airport. When the cops come, you ain't going to win. So don't put yourself in that position. We'll see you next time, everybody. Thank you, Magnus. You rank. And folks, there you go. We'll see you next time, everybody. Bye.
There you go.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited.
Hola, Oli, Pop Rocks Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.